Alaska is a huge state with large differences in the cost of living from region to region. A state economist recently took a look at all of the available data in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Neil Fried says it's a challenging endeavor to figure out the actual cost of living in Alaska because we all live differently.
And so it's kind of hard to compare how your average person in one community in Alaska lives like your average person in another.
One of the biggest factors that can impact the cost of living for a particular area is the cost of food. That data point is tracked by the University of Alaska's Cooperative Extension Service, which published the results of its latest survey back in March. That survey found that the average cost of food at home for a week in Anchorage was $123, which is well below the $304 it would cost in King Salmon and the $251 it would cost in Bethel. Fried says those numbers can indicate how expensive it can be to feed a family in parts of rural Alaska.
You look at those Kotzebue numbers or King Salmon numbers, you know, there's probably not another community in the country elsewhere in the nation where it's that high when we're looking at the price of food.
Fried says getting an accurate cost of food in much of Alaska is hampered by the unknowns about how much and what types of foodstuffs come from the widespread subsistence lifestyle in the state.
There are obviously constants there, but also how does sort of subsistence fit into sort of that whole equation? And that's a real tough one, and usually because of its difficulty, it's just excluded, but it is very real.
One of the largest things that can go into the cost of living in Alaska is the cost of housing. Some housing data is collected by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. The latest data shows that a single-family home in Anchorage costs on average $317,000, which is well above the statewide average of $272,000. Fried says the housing bubble that burst last year and derailed the U.S. economy has been slower to impact Alaska.
When we look at affordability, and because of mortgage rates and because of the fact that the price of housing has not been increasing very much at all in the last couple of years, that it does appear when we look at wages relative to the cost of housing, you know, that being able to afford to buy a home, it seems like we're right now in a period of time where housing has become even more affordable than it's been in a very long time.
Another factor that should not be ignored when trying to figure out the actual cost of living in a community is the inflation rate. The article in the latest edition of Alaska Economic Trends notes that from the first half of 2009 through the first half of 2010, the inflation rate in Anchorage was 2.5%. Fried confirms that Anchorage is the only community in Alaska where inflation is actually tracked by the U.S. Department of Labor. He says the cost of living data that is available in Alaska can be used to make some comparisons to the lower 48 states, but he says that is also slightly skewed.
I would have to say in general, the cost of living in Alaska is higher than most other places in the country, especially if we looked at it from a broader statewide picture. But there are certainly many places elsewhere in the United States that are more expensive than certainly a lot of the urban communities in Alaska. And that's probably a big change from 20 or 30 years ago when we probably took the cake in the cost of living in most places in Alaska. That has narrowed.
4 times a year, the Council for Community and Economic Research publishes the results of a cost of living survey for over 300 cities that includes Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, and Kodiak. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.